You're listening to SBS News.
Once known for its use of soft power, China is on a mission to become the most powerful country in the world. Under the leadership of President Xi Jinping, that journey is taking an increasingly hardline stance. Mr. Xi is expected to secure his third term, which will extend his leadership past 10 years. Dr. Jennifer Xu from the Lowy Institute says China's stronger presence on the world stage will likely be the focus of the 20th Congress of the Communist Party.
There's going to be more continuity than there's going to be change. I think that's probably going to be the bigger picture. And I think in terms of foreign policy, under Xi Jinping, China's become much more present and assertive and active international stakeholder in different areas, whether it's in Belt and Road, whether it's in the Asia Pacific. I think what we'll anticipate is a continuation of that, a stronger China, a more confident China in their presentation of themselves on the world stage.
A major theme for the Congress will be Mr. Xi's 2049 vision, a 100-year plan for China's growth since the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949. But Mr. Xi faces a plethora of domestic and foreign policy hurdles, which have caused political tensions within China and without. One of those is the country's hardline zero COVID policy.
You know, what happened in the Shanghai lockdown, the voices of April, was that, you know, the clip that was put together by an anonymous Chinese netizen. You know, Chengdu is currently under lockdown right now. I think you get a sense of that kind of that bubbling away sentiment, at least in social media, like in Weibo, on WeChat, for example. And definitely with the Shanghai lockdown, people were distraught. They felt abandoned, impacted their livelihoods. And this is one of the wealthiest cities in China, right?
Senior Fellow for Global Health, Yang Zong Huang, who wrote the book on China's environmental health crisis, Toxic Politics, says climate change and environmental issues will likely be discussed at the Congress. Also likely to be in the agenda is China's contracting population, its former one-child policy partly to blame.
Other issues like the demographic crisis, what we're talking about, you know, now China has extremely low total fertility rate, you know, this the year. We have seen by the Chinese, there's already data suggesting that Chinese population actually started to contract in the beginning, this year. I think very likely he's going to hire, maybe switch to a pronatalist policy, right? He announced, you know, of course, in general terms, you know, this potential, this pronatalist, you know, that is near the approaches, you know, that encouraged couples to have more children.
And then there's the elephant in the room, Taiwan.
You know, I think very likely he's going to emphasize, you know, China's, right, the desire and determination, you know, for national reunification, and condemn, right, the foreign forces, you know, trying to meddle in China's, you know, affairs, right, to meddle in China's affairs, of course.
With his term likely to exceed 10 years, some are comparing the current president with former communist leader Chairman Mao Zedong.
In a way, right, that the Chairman Mao, you know, Chinese people stood up, you know, under Mao, but it was under Xi, you know, that China became really strong.
Director of the Australia-China Relations Institute, Professor James Lauren Sesson, says despite political tensions between China and Australia, economic relations between the two countries are still flourishing.
Yeah, look, the Australia-China economic relationship is in a fascinating place because on the one hand, of course, there are a multitude of problems. We know there's still a dozen Australian exports that are having their access to the Chinese market disrupted or cut off entirely. So there's real problems there. And similarly, Australia's clamped up on approving Chinese investments coming here. Yet at the exact same time. We know last year, for example, this was 2 years after Beijing started hitting Australian exports, the total value of Australia's exports to China actually hit a record high. Just yesterday, we had news that Australia's agricultural exports to China are up 26% over the last year. Now, that's precisely the sector that's being hit with a lot of Chinese economic coercion.
The Congress will take place on the 16th of October. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.